Hello, I'm Eben Moglen. I'm here to introduce the second discussion draft of GPL version 3. Since the release of the first discussion draft on January 16th, we have held three international conferences, had hundreds of hours of committee discussions, and we have received more than 1,000 public comments through our commenting system at gplv3.fsf.org. We have carefully considered all these comments and taken the advice of the users of the license around the world who have made suggestions. We have carefully reviewed all this material, and the present draft responds to what we've heard. In making changes to the license, as you will see in reviewing our new draft at gplv3.fsf.org, we have extensively revised in light of comments. But I want to take just a couple of minutes here to touch on some particular details. In Section 0 of the license, we have continued to implement our globalization drafting strategy by removing dependence on concepts particular to any one system of copyright law. In particular, we have eliminated remaining dependencies on U.S. concepts of derivative works and distribution, and we now describe the license's scope in terms that can be determined by reference to the components of all Berne-compliant copyright systems. We have added some additional definitions to Section 0 for convenience, but the bulk of our attempts in the definitions have been to further our internationalization goals. In Section 1 on source code, we have rewritten to clarify the definition of corresponding source code and to deal with questions concerning the requirement to include encryption or signature keys in source code. On the latter point, we have redrafted to focus as closely as possible on the only occasion which requires the disclosure of keys, that is, when the user's freedom to modify a GPL program depends on a key, because modified versions won't run at all or cannot do the same job as the original program unless the key is used to sign or install them. We have provided examples in the text of the draft to illustrate our intention on this point. In Section 2, we have clarified the narrow circumstance in which the draft imposes a patent retaliation. This retaliation limits the ability to make or service versions of GPL programs if, while trying to maintain those private copies, a party is simultaneously bringing patent infringement litigation against someone practicing the same patent claims in a GPL program based on the same work the plaintiff himself has modified. We have further narrowed the definition of this retaliation in light of comments received, but we believe that as defined, it can serve a useful purpose in preventing people from attempting to use patents to turn free programs into unfree software. Section 3 on digital restrictions management has been completely redrafted, and we have given it a new title, in order to focus attention on the aspects of DRM and related technologies that most directly affect the freedom of free software. The new version of Section 3 reaffirms that distributing GPL code in a technical context that prevents the user from reinstalling and using a modified version without additional permission is just as much a violation of the license as adding a legal term with the same effect. The second paragraph of our new Section 3 provides that conveying copies of a GPL work, each distributor waives any legal right to invoke anti-circumvention laws if the work is modified. Taken together, these and the provisions in Section 1, we believe provide a minimal toolkit for dealing with the undesirable consequences of paracopyright law, anti-circumvention law, on the freedom of free software. Section 7 on license compatibility has been reorganized to clarify the different treatment of additional permissions and additional requirements when such added terms apply to code that is combined with GPL code. In particular, Section 7A on additional permissions provides an architecture for giving additional rights to users beyond those offered by GPL, which is both flexible and simple. Using this mechanism, the FSF is also announcing a new discussion draft of LGPL v3, in which the LGPL license has been drafted as an additional permission accompanying and applied to GPL 3. In addition to the compatibility section, we have devoted a good deal of work to Section 11's treatment of licensing of patents. Here, we provide that all parties who contribute to or distribute GPL works covenant not to invoke their patent rights to prevent circulation of or exercise of rights under GPL for the program they have distributed or contributed to and the works based on it. We have also taken steps to assure that no party who benefits from an exclusive patent license is in a position to use that license to turn the software under the GPL into de facto unfree software. These are the primary features of the new discussion draft. We look forward at FSF to talking with all of the members of the free software community about this draft as about draft one. We are very heartened by the degree of cooperation we received in improving the license from draft one to draft two, and we look forward to the process of getting to a final last call, draft three, this coming autumn with your help. Please do take a look at the new draft at gplv3.fsf.org and participate in our public comment process. Thank you very much.